Study participants will receive study-related medications, full study-related medical exams, and EKG tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available to those who qualify. If interested, call 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893. Or visit goutandheartstudy.com.
Let YP develop a plan to help grow your business with mobile, online, print, and direct marketing options. Call 1-800-438-7325 to reach more consumers in more ways with YP.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Boom. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat, and that happy tune is yours too. Life can be so sweet.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of
the street.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this live or is this tape?
With those blues
of the blues on the way.
It's a tape.
Oh.
I'm afraid.
Get my hopes up.
This rover.
Why would anybody listen to this show?
Crossed over.
I don't know, lady.
If I
beats me.
I'll be the
champ. Rock up.
Go look at my feet.
At my feet.
So sad.
On the sunny side of the street.
I knew I shouldn't have played it. Now I'm teared up.
Yeah.
Just brings back so many memories. All the
great
good times
memories.
Good times we had with Funny Talking Man.
I think I can go on today.
Well, I think you can. It's the morning after. And right now, many of you are charged up, you're energized, you're happy. Many of you are sick to your stomach.
Sobbing.
I will not tell you which category I'm in. That's not why we're here. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I tell you what I would like to do, though, is just finish up, because some of this stuff is pretty good. I had all this really fun presidential stuff, and I'll just pick the cream of the crop of that, the best of the best. We'll get to that. And we'll also take your calls. It's funny. Now that this mess is over, you'd think the political shows, the shows I'm talking about, the people who, that's all they do is talk about politics.
Right.
You think that on a day like today, you go, whew, wow, now what do we talk about? No.
There's
no letting up. They're already rehashing, and they're analyzing, and they're taking a look at the next 4 years, and they go, well, I think this is what we can expect. They hardly take a breath.
They have 24 hours to fill up.
You know, where I sit here today, and I'm thinking, well, this is going to be one of those days we're going to let the listeners drive the show, and we are, because it is sort of a, like the day after New Year's Day. This is kind of like January 2nd, or so, you know, or New Year's Eve is over. You just take a breath, and now we'll just chat. And one of the things I'd like to do is not only take a lot of calls today, but I'd like to, from time to time, do what I'll call the Getting to Know You segment. And what I mean by that is, after watching all this political stuff and watching them try to analyze and break down. Sorry, that was something that shouldn't have happened. That's my fault. I didn't hit a button. After trying to analyze. Oh, shoot.
What happened?
I hit something and my screen is going completely blank. So
hang on
here.
That's not good.
I don't know what I did. I have no idea. Okay, I think I'm back in business. And what I mean by that is, we talk and you listen, but sometimes I'd like to know who's out there. In other words, I'd like to know who you are. If you've never called before, and I know that most of you are in your cars.
Hey, who are you anyway?
That's what I'm trying to say, Lauren. It's just, who are you? If you've never called before, who do we have out there listening?
Yeah,
Are you male? Are you female? How old are you? You know, first name is all we need. What do you do for a living? What kind of income bracket are you in? The kinds of things that people hire, you know, research firms to come up with. We don't need that. But I would love to know who you are.
Well, if we get every listener to call in and tell us who they are, that'll take us to like 3:35.
Take
it
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, we can't do that. But I think that maybe if you just call and go, here's how long I've listened. Here's who I am. I'm male. I'm female. Here's what I do for a living. Get a little profile of who you are that are listening. Because what happens is there's a certain type of listener that calls in. And then there's another type of listener that calls in regularly. There are people that have called this show 20, 30 times or more. And there are people who've never called. Now, I'd like to get a feel for, what kind of age range. I know the age range because, we've had people call from their 20s and people in their 80s. I'd like to think that if something is just fun to listen to, there is no demo for that. A good joke is a good joke and a good story is a good story, and you can enjoy it if you're 70 or if you're 17. But the fact that I am an old codger, Dan is on his way to becoming an old codger, may have something to do with the fact that our audience is probably, for the most part, certainly over 40. So feel free to call and share with us a little bit about who you are. I have messed up. I have completely messed my screen up here, and I may have to tell you if we have anybody on the phone who it is. I did something. Now, what the heck is that?
You got to reboot.
Very, very good. I messed this up, and I may have to to finish it when we take our first break. So, Burke segment, do we have anything?
Yes, I have one quick thing.
All right, here is Eon the Peon, and I'll try to reboot whatever this is while you do your thing.
All right, thank you very much. I'd like to give a movie review, because like you,
all right. I went last night, as you did, so we didn't have to put up with all the pundits. And like you, by the way, you lost your bet.
I did. I owe Joe Hipperson $5.
You owe him $5 because you had thought that you wouldn't know anything till after midnight, and you did. So you went to movie, and I went to movie. What'd you see?
We saw Wreck-It Ralph. I saw on Rotten Tomatoes it got a really good review, and my assessment would be 3.5 to 3.75. We both really enjoyed the movie. John C. Reilly is the it's an animated movie. John C. Reilly was the lead character. He was Wreck-It Ralph, and Sarah Silverman was a voice, and I'm not sure who another quirky voice character actor, but I'm not sure who he played. King Candy. But
King Candy.
Yes,
about a video game.
It's a very funny movie about video game characters, and at the end of the night, after the arcade closes, they all go through their portal, the power cord, and they have like a lobby where they all hang out, and just while they're waiting for the next day to start. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great movie. So 3.5. That's
I saw the trailer, and it looked very,
very
entertaining.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to be in a hardcore video game fan. It helps to know some of the characters. Like, they have some newer characters and older characters, like Q-Bert and, the other character with John C. Reilly, because the name of the arcade game is Wreck-It Ralph, and it's that guy, I don't think you like him. He's on 30 Rock, I think, that smiley,
that
blonde-haired guy.
That
yes.
Page with the teeth?
Yes.
I can't stand it.
Yes. He's in the movie as well.
He's
so,
the reason I don't watch 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you, maybe that would dissuade you from going to see it.
Now, there's gay.
Yes.
Okay, which I can tolerate. I can stay. And then there's what I call triple gay.
Over the top.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah. He's triple gay.
Flamboyant.
Thank you.
Say. But so it was an awesome movie. Very good. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a while.
And if you had to say in 30 seconds what it's about, what is it about?
It's about this character, Wreck-It Ralph, is the bad guy in this game. It's almost like a Donkey Kong, where he would be Donkey Kong, and it's Mario. Mario's the good guy trying to get the princess back from Donkey Kong. So it's kind of like that. And Wreck-It Ralph is tired of being the bad guy all the time, because at the end of the night they all celebrate, and the good character, they all cheer him and everything. So he wants to try to become a good guy and get a medal. So that's and he travels to other video games too. Oh, what's her name's in it too, from Glee?
Jane Lynch?
She's in it too. So,
right.
So that's kind of the synopsis.
And by the way, Dan, whatever font you use to put these names on the screen of these callers, I love it. It's big. How'd you do that? It's bigger than normal.
I figured it out on this
thing.
Well,
good. Finally. Sam Strauss did something.
That was it. That's all.
Something good. Anything else? Dan, do you have anything?
I have nothing.
All right, we're off to the phones, and then we're going to cover some stuff, and we're going to do the last of our presidential tidbits. But these phones are loaded. And folks, we're not a political show. If you want to talk about and state your opinion about, as long as you don't get preachy, we don't care what you do. Let's start with Jim. Jim, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. I guess I should say I'm AM in the PM. It's the first time I've called.
Well, we're glad to have you. Now, did you call because this is the Getting to Know You segment?
Yes, you did. I get to listen to you on my way home from work. Not too long every day, but every day I listen to you.
All right, so let's get a little.
I tell you who I am.
Let's get a little profile on you, Jim, because I'm trying to figure out who we have listening out there. How old are you?
I'm 59.
59?
49.
Okay, 49. And what do you do for a living? You don't have to be real specific, but what kind of work do you do?
I'm a union plumber.
Union plumber. Got to have a good plumber. Nothing like having a good plumber that you can rely on. And by the way, let me ask you a question. As long as I have you on the phone, I have a garbage disposal. And don't you get tired of getting this from people when you say I'm a plumber? They go, hey, listen, I got a thing. Oh, I do have a garbage disposal. And sometimes, Jim, it wants to freeze. In other words, you hit the switch and it'll hum. And it's stuck. And I reach in there and I kind of push it and nudge it. And then it frees it up. What's going on there?
Well, you have something locked in there. But they usually send you a key. It's like an Allen set key. And there's the very bottom of the dishwasher, on the garbage disposal, you can stick it in there and twist it.
I've done that, and I also know there's a reset button, but it still, from time to time, wants to freeze. Enough of that. You know what? That's not why you're here. You're not here to work. Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
Do you have kids?
I have three children, a 26-year-old, a 2.5, and a 10-month-old.
Okay. Oh. How long have you been listening?
Probably a couple years.
Well, good for you.
I enjoy your show.
How did you find the show?
Entertaining, and I love the way you stay neutral about everything.
Yeah, by the way, I'm
going to tell you whether I'm sick to my stomach or I'm happy either, because I appreciate you not doing that.
Hey, by the way, I'm with Peon. How did you find out about the show?
I kept seeing those bumper stickers, to be honest with you, and I just kind of stumbled across it. And I thought, I wondered, what's AM in the PM? Well, I stumbled across it a couple of years ago, and it's like, that's what AM and the PM is.
And now you not only know, but you're part of it.
You bet.
And that's amazing. Yeah. We haven't really given out bumper stickers
for years.
5-6 years.
Hey,
regularly.
Jim, we're thrilled to have you on board. Thank you for calling and letting us get to know you.
You're welcome. You guys have a great rest of the day. I'll enjoy listening to you.
All right, and we're going to get to know some other people. Let me have music again. I think that music really helps. I don't like too much of it. It's pretty sickening, but the getting to know you.
Getting to know.
Is this from Sound of Music?
King and I.
Oh, King and I.
Yes.
Getting to know you.
Next up is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you. All right, let's get a little profile of Dan. How old are you, Dan?
45 years old.
What do you do for a living?
I am a regional manager for a company called Circle K.
I know what Circle K is. I like Circle K.
Yep.
Yeah, you married?
And I've been listening to you for about 12 years.
Okay. Well, good for you. Married?
No, divorced.
Divorced?
With two daughters.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Why is Jake deserve
Well, he's laughing, so he must be pretty happy about it. You're a regional manager, is that what you said?
Yes, I said. Yeah, I am. Yep.
How many Circle K's are under your in your territory?
About 50.
Wow.
50. All right. And while we have you, as long as we're asking the questions, we'll close out by letting you. Is there any question you have for us about the show?
Well, actually, there is one. How long have you been, like, the most listened to talk show in St. Louis?
First of all, we're not the most listened to talk show in St. Louis.
We're not.
By the way, we may be, but here's the deal. Nobody will ever know what the most listened to show. Well, you're laughing, but you're laughing at something that is certainly not a joke to us, and it's the hideous, ridiculous joke of an extortionist company called Arbitron, which handles the ratings, and it's the most ludicrous rating system in the world.
I've heard that you're the most listen to radio personality and, well, on your team, I should say.
Oh, you mean in the room here?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Of the three
that's
of us,
true.
Yeah, the three of us in the room, I am the most listened to because I talk the most. So you're right there. Dan, thank you for the call. I really appreciate
it. No problem, Frank. All right. Take care.
I like this name a lot, Shauna. Hello, Shauna.
Hi, Frank and the gang. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Shauna.
I'm doing well, thank you. AM and the PM.
Yeah. I need the music. I need my music. I need my getting to know you music.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all of you.
Yes, as we get to know our listeners, and we're not going to get to know Shauna. Shauna, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Favorite age.
Wow. Sound like you're 21.
Yeah. And by the way, when I say, are you married, it's perfectly okay if a listener says, I am, but I'm gay, I'm married to a woman, I'm married to a man. Are you homosexual or heterosexual?
I'm heterosexual.
Are you married?
I am married.
Are you happy about it?
Very happy. Mother of six children.
Six?
Wow.
Yes, I am by trade a teacher, but I now stay at home with my kids, and I do the books. My husband's a home builder in the St. Louis area.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years.
Yes.
All right. Nice little profile. And you have any questions?
I've listened to you.
How long have you listened?
Since you were on 55 KUSA.
Why, you were a teenager.
Just a little pig.
You were, well, let's not go that far. Let's just say you were late teens, to stretch it a little bit.
I was 14, 15 years old. Every morning at 6 o'clock, I believe you came on. My father listened to you getting ready we had a little radio in our bathroom. And that's how I got stuck.
I appreciate the loyalty. Do you have any questions for us?
No, you guys are fabulous.
That's not a question.
What?
We're fabulous.
She said she's ever fabulous. Okay. Shauna, thank you for the call. I love your name.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
How about this?
Yours.
See? They're answering the call. I need my music again. And see, after each person, I just think it sort of resets.
Getting to know you. Getting to know
And now we're going to get to know Gwen. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. And how are you?
I've never been better. Thank you. How old are you, Gwen?
71.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you know what's interesting about Gwen, and I can already tell this. She just, first of all, she doesn't sound 71.
No.
And I promise you, she has the sense of humor, as we do, of a 12-year-old juvenile delinquent. And she's not listening to the old people station. She deserves a round of applause for that.
You got it.
Because if you were, you'd sound 91. So, Gwen, what's your story? Are you married?
First off, AM and the PM.
Oh, see? Thank you. That's important. Hallelujah. Are you married?
I am.
First time
years.
Or first? How long?
51.
Ooh, good for you. I say good for you. I don't know. You could be miserable. I don't know.
Let's not go there.
touched a nerve. Kids, grandkids?
Four sons and 12 grandchildren.
Nice.
Okay, and do you work or did you work? Or
did work, retired from Emerson.
Okay.
Regular listener, but always enjoy you.
How long have you listened?
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember. It just goes way back.
At 71, don't tell me you were listening to me when you were 15. I'll hang up on you. I'll hang this phone up. Well, do you have any questions for us?
Where's Tina?
She quit.
Oh.
Yeah, she quit. Good terms, nothing horrible.
Yeah.
She quit. She had to quit.
Well, I enjoyed her too, but I get to listen to you like if I'm in the car taking my husband to doctors or something like that, or just, doing running and that mostly. So I really enjoy you, though.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for checking in, Gwen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. One more. I need my music again. I'll do a quick one here.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
See, there's a magic point where you cut it off just before it becomes really irritating. And I think we just hit that mark right there. John, how are you?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, John.
Great.
I'm 51.
All right.
I've been listening to KTRS since back when it was AUSA. Back in the day, then I was racing stock cars. And I always listened to you when I was working my cars.
Wow.
I'm a retired Shimo worker, and
I'm sorry, retired what worker?
Shimo worker.
Sheet metal worker.
Yeah.
Something I know nothing about. What does that mean, sheet metal work? What do you do? You cut metal?
It means you get a lot of cuts.
Yeah, I bet you do. Do you work with, do you roll it? Do you cut it?
Well,
do you shape it?
We did like Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants and such and such. Okay. You know, wherever we had to go and put duck work in.
Now, are you married?
I'm widowed.
You're
widowed?
Widowed.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm widowed.
How long have you been a widow?
My wife died 7 years ago.
I'm sorry. Are you looking for somebody?
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, yeah, never hurt.
Well, listen, as a single, as a widow at 51, you're a young guy. We'll give you just a minute here to just throw out what are you looking for in a woman?
A beating heart would be good. No, I'm not.
Beating heart.
Wow.
Hey, that opens it up. Good.
I live down in DeSoto, Missouri, but it's slim pickings down here. So
yeah,
I got a real good dog. So you know, I'm good with that.
Okay, so you're not actively in need of a companion.
Have you ever?
I wouldn't blow one off. But, you know.
Have you ever tried online dating?
Well, right now I think. Get internet down here.
Yeah, that's
really?
DeSoto. That's DeSoto.
DeSoto?
I tried HughesNet, and they're having a problem getting HughesNet down here.
Hey, I had HughesNet. I hated HughesNet. Because I'm with you. I live in the woods. We don't get high speed. I use a hotspot. It's basically an air card. And it works pretty well.
An air card?
You just go into Best Buy or somewhere and say, I want to buy I think now they just call it a hotspot.
It uses
literally,
cell service.
It's a cellular. Think of it as a cell phone that you set down and you don't make calls on. And you plug it in, and it sends out a Wi-Fi signal. Your computer picks it up, your cell phone picks it up, or another computer. It's like having Wi-Fi, but it is the source of the high speed. In other words, you're buying a little miniature tower, and it's about $60 a month, and it works.
I've checked into that.
Check into that. Hey, thanks for checking in with us. We really appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good afternoon.
Are you too, John? See, what a nice bunch of people we have listening. I've got a little business, sir. We'll do this, we'll be out of business. It's the business of Good Feet. Now, Good Feet, I'm not actually an employee here, so I'm not part of like the H&R benefits, but there's a flex spending plan that some companies have, and you folks who have it know that you have it. There's also a kind of a cafeteria plan, and if you are interested, Goodfeet has flex spending and gift cards available. Now, I don't know that I really understand how the gift card thing from Goodfeet works, but you could go in and ask them, because you don't really know until you go in if you actually are going to be able to use the product they sell, which is the inserts, the arch supports. So ask them, how does this thing work? How does the gift card thing work? And then I'm going to send you, without an appointment, to any one of the three locations, because that's the other thing. You don't need an appointment. And by the way, they don't sell shoes. They're not in the shoe selling business. You keep your own shoes. You wear your work shoes, your dress shoes, but they have inserts you can put in there that will literally change the way you stand and walk. That doesn't mean you're going to start walking like a funny animal or something. Nobody will notice the change in the way you walk, but your body will notice it. You're going to change some pressure points, redistribute some weight and where the pressure is going. It's really pretty simple. It's a lot simpler than I'm making it. And you'll know everything there is to know in 30, 40 minutes in there. You don't need an appointment. So check it out. If you notice immediate relief, then boom, bingo, you hit pay dirt. If you have a medical condition, that's a different deal. If it's a serious medical, you need to consult your physician for that. And the individual results may vary. But I always say to people, if you don't see any kind of difference or notice pain relief right there, you're free to walk. But I got a feeling this could be the one-stop pain relief you've been looking for. There are three Goodfeet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. You can go online at goodfeetstlouis.com.
And we have a look at traffic now with Frank Ladd. Frank?
It's a pretty good start to your afternoon, Dan. Southbound on 270, just volume now at Doherty Ferry. Seeing just a little bit of volume in that right lane as well, northbound on 55, which is between Park Avenue and the Poplar Street Bridge. No major delays there. It's a pretty good run out of the city as well. Westbound 64 looks pretty good. Hampton to McCausland. And you could see just a little bit of volume right at 270, but no major delays headed towards Mason. And those alternates for Highway 70 are running pretty well this afternoon, 364 and 370. This update brought to you by Constant Contact. Email marketing from Constant Contact can reach your customers in a place they're checking every day, their inbox. Sign up for a free trial from the industry-leading provider at ConstantContact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KPRF.
This week, for the first time ever, Missouri will meet the Volunteers of Tennessee on the football field. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Missouri travels to Knoxville, where more than 100,000 fans will be waiting. I hope you'll join us right here.
Coverage begins at 9:45 a.m. Game time is at 11. Get every pass, every play, right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
We've all been there, wanting to call a cab, but not wanting to wait for one. Well, thanks to ABC Checker Cab, that problem is now solved. You see, ABC Checker Cab relies on technology. They have more technology in their cabs than any other cab company combined. What they do is they have GPS in all of their cabs. The dispatcher back at the home office knows where all the cabs are and where they're going and where you are. And through software and through GPS systems, they can dispatch a cab to you faster so you get to where you're going faster. So no longer do you have to wait for that cab. When you call 766-RIDE, that's ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, the cab will get to you faster and you're going to get to where you're going faster. You need a cab? It's as easy as ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and save the phone number for the next time you need a cab. It's ABC Checker Cab. 766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. And we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies. Even if you're retired or on Medicare, you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Join the fun, Garden View Care Center style, at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo November 11th between 11 and 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Remember to stop by the Garden View Care Center booth at the Baby Boomer Expo and register to win a framed collectible World Series picture autographed by Cardinal World Series greats between 11:45 and 12:45, meet Cards broadcaster John Rooney in person at the Garden View Care Center booth. John will be autographing baseballs for the first 24 visitors. Taste great, free, fun food prepared by Garden View Care Center chefs. Enjoy free chair massage, play Wii games, and join in on the Zumba demonstrations at the main stage sponsored by Garden View Care Centers. Garden View Care Center brings the fun at the KTRS Baby Boomer Expo and the America Center November 11th from 11 to 3. Join the fun at the Baby Boomer Expo November 11th between 11 and 3, courtesy of Garden View Care Center.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Elba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Elba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Song.
Short and sweet.
Who is this?
Oh, since the dragon
passed champagne.
Wow. They could have never guessed a hit or two. Hey, we're going back to the phones. I'm actually having a big time with this segment here. It's called Getting to Know You. And if you're a listener, maybe you'd like to know who the other listeners are, who you're bonding
to
with
know
out there.
You.
Thank you. I was going to tell you you were a little slow on the trigger on that earlier. Where are you going to go?
Oh, I thought...
No.
I thought that was...
No.
Right.
Hit it.
Getting to know
I'm going
to
kind of fade it out a little.
Getting to know all
well, he actually hit it right on time
you.
And he screwed it up. Yes, we're getting to know you, the listeners. Next up is Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hi, Frank. Southside Harry here, buddy.
Now, Harry, you've called many, many times, and even though you've called before, I don't know that we've really done a good job of actually getting to know you. How old are you, Harry?
Well, September the 21st, I turned 76 years old, pal.
Oh. All right. Now,
and I'm in my fifth year of sobriety. 5 years ago at this time, I was in the rehab out at Del Mar Gardens, and it's worked out just wonderful. I was at the doctor yesterday. He said, keep doing what you're doing.
5 years of sobriety, I'm assuming your problem was alcohol.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do none of them drug things.
Well, you never
those
know. These days, it could be heroin or meth or cocaine.
No.
Who knows what? No. What was your drink? What was your drink of choice, Harry?
Whiskey, usually VO or Canadian Mist.
Just on the rocks or straight up or how?
Usually had it with soda.
Yeah,
but I really got bad. In the September 5 years, I was drinking like a pint a day every day, and my wife and daughter said, that's it, you're going to the doctor. I went there, and he said, in the hospital. I don't remember being there for 4 days, but then they put me in rehab, and it worked out real well.
So you were a functioning alcoholic.
Oh, definitely. Well, part of it was because I was still on the fire department, but we bought a bar here in South St. Louis in 78, and that wife died in 87. And when you own a bar, you kind of drink.
I would imagine that's quite a temptation. So, so do you, on occasion, really, really miss it?
No, because I know what it did to me. Because my doctor at that time said, Harry, if you'd have kept it up for another 2 weeks, you would have absolutely died, because they did send hospice here for over 3 months, and I said, I thought you people come when you're supposed to die. She said, well, we didn't think he was going to make it 6 months, but we treat people that aren't going to die also. I said, oh, okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I got news for you, Harry. If hospice came to your house, they thought you were going to die.
Yeah, they did. They said we didn't think you'd make it 6 months. 6 weeks, I mean.
Do you ever go to the movies, movie theaters?
Well, once before I told you about this, about when the wife could fill the bra with all the popcorn, we would.
Wow. Now, when's the last time you went to a movie?
Well, I told you, it was when Ladder 49 came out. My two daughters took me to see it because I had done my 30 years in the fire department.
And, all right, let me ask you something. Are you able to go to a movie? If I told you right now about a movie I think you would absolutely love, would you be able to go see it?
Oh, yeah, I'd
all right,
be able
listen
to go,
to me.
Yeah.
Listen,
I just don't go because I think it's too damned expensive anymore.
All right, it is, but let me tell you something. Get a daughter or somebody, a friend, to go with you. Go see this movie I just saw last night, Flight, with Denzel Washington, because it is the story of a high-functioning alcoholic. I think you would love this story.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard yesterday where Anheuser-Busch and the vodka people are raising a little hell about it because it shows him drinking a Budweiser.
Well, too bad. They can raise all the hell they want to. People drink that. They drink products, and sometimes they drink that product. So what?
Yeah, well, really, but because I think, did they show it in the movie that he
yes.
had a
yeah.
bottle?
Yes, well, here's the other thing. Then that means the airline industry is going to raise a little hell because it's got a story about a pilot being drunk. Here's the truth. Fact of the matter is there are pilots, and more than you'd like to realize, who drink and are intoxicated when they fly. We've proven that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you get a chance, go see this movie. Forget brand names. Forget all that. I think, as a former alcoholic, you would love his performance.
Sure, you want to send me a couple of tickets?
No, listen to this guy. Listen to this guy. If I had tickets, I'd send them to you.
Back to what this was about. I listened to you back on KUSA when country music was really country music.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. When George Strait came on the scene, when Alan Jackson came on the scene, when Garth Brooks came on the scene, when Merle Haggard was still actually played on radio stations, I could not agree with you more.
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I'm from the Hank Williams and Webb Pierce and all those
guys. That's too far back for me, but I love the 80s stuff. All right, and our last little bit of getting to know you, what do you do with your time now that you're retired? What's your hobby? Have a hobby?
Well, I just refinished all 12 tables for a bar. Sometimes I do refinishing, but I like to go down to our lake lots, which is down, it's called Lake Seven Falls. It's down, out of Bonterre on Highway C, not too far from Goose Creek. And I like to go down there when the weather's right. Or I just try to do different little hobbies here around the house.
Not too far from Goose Creek, like we're supposed to know where Goose Creek is.
Oh, well, most everybody that's listening knows where Goose Creek is. I have a heck of a lot of firemen buddies that listen to you, and when I go to the meeting next week, they'll say, hey, we heard you on Frank's show last week.
Harry, I cannot tell you how much it means all the years you've listened. We really appreciate it. We got to run it. Thank you for the call.
Okay, buddy. Thank you, and have a good day.
You
and
too.
Hi to all the rest of the gang there.
Harry. All right, now we're I got to do something here so we stay caught up. But I love this. Look at these. Look at these.
Fun.
It is fun. We're going to do more of this. But I want to share something with you that. And I called John Beale and talked to him a while ago. Here's a story. Of this American Patriot and my involvement in the sale of this beer. I don't own any of this company. In fact, we weren't able to come to terms initially. I wasn't going to speak for American Patriot beer, and it had nothing to do with the quality of the product. It's just that we couldn't work out the terms, and then we did, but we didn't until I tasted the beer. And I'm not a beer expert. I'm not even close to being a beer expert, but I'm starting to get, and sometimes I'm really surprised at things. For example, when you go on there and you talk about going to the dentist, you don't know how that's going to go. It's not an appealing thing to talk about. And then you find out that it results in hundreds of people changing dentists. You go on there and you talk about a financial advisor, or two in this case, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. My goodness, that's not a fun thing to sell. That's not like a meanies or something. And then you find out that all these people that write you and go, my goodness, we're so glad we found these guys. Here's what's happening with this American Patriot beer. I'm getting emails from people tipping me off as to where they're finding American Patriot beer and how glad they are they found it.
Now, on Facebook too. I've been seeing some of those. Yeah.
Let me read you a couple. Here's one from Carl, and I know that Carl is a longtime loyal listener, and I'm going to edit as I read it because it's a little lengthy here. But he says, Frank, I'm a beer lover. He says, I've heard you talk about American Patriot beer. You've said many times you don't speak or take money from just anybody who wants to go on the air, that you really have to like it or believe in it. He said, I decided to try American Patriot beer tonight. Now, this is an email that came in yesterday. It came in at 5:39 is the date on the email. He said, I decided to try American Patriot beer tonight because of you, and I had my first sip 5 minutes ago. I will assure you it is not my last. I am a huge fan already of American Patriot beer. I will be buying it again, and I will serve it to my friends. No BS. Now, he doesn't explain what BS stands for.
Never heard
that. That's frustrating for me because I don't know. It's just two letters, BS. No BS. He says, honestly, thank you very much. Now, check this email out. This is from Charles. I don't like to do last names. He says, I just got to Lake of the Ozarks. Now, remember a couple of 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said that I'd been to the lake, and I went in a place called Carl's Market, and they didn't have any American Patriot, and I said, what? And they had never even heard of it. Well, that's changing. Charles sends me an email, says, just got to Lake of the Ozarks. I have a place at the 31-mile marker on the west side of the lake. Went to a grocery store in Greenview called Woods Grocery Store. They have American Patriot beer. He says, I bought some. I tried the light. Now I'm going to try the regular. As always, your advertisers are first class. Thank you. I'm an avid listener, have been since 1989. No, Charles, thank you. Here's the deal, folks. This is a David and Goliath story. American Patriot beer is the David. You know who Goliath is. And sometimes business is not fair, and it's played kind of dirty. I don't think it stops a good product. I think you overcome the odds, you fight the good fight, and if you have a good product, and there are good people behind it, and here we have an opportunity once again, which we had for many, many years, but don't anymore, to have a beer in St. Louis that is truly, truly 100% an American product. The most important thing of all is that it tastes good, because nothing else matters if it didn't taste good. And I want you to taste it. I would appreciate it if you just try it one time. Well, who used to say, try it, you'll like it? Try it, you'll like it.
Try it, you'll like it.
It was somebody's slogan. Try it, you'll like it.
You'll like it.
Well, I'm going to steal it, because they're not using it now, so I'm going to say, try it, I think you'll like it. I can't promise you. I mean, maybe you like strong, bitter beer. But if you don't, if you like smooth, if you like crisp, if you like clean, I think you'll love American Patriot.
Alka-Seltzer.
If you like America and the idea that today, when it's becoming so rare that a company, every single aspect, 100% of it is American, I think you're going to love this beer. Thanks to all the people who are currently carrying it, to Schnucks and Deerbergs and Shop and Save and all those people and all of you. If you want to know more about the story, go to AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Time to take a look at the highways. Here's Frank Ladd to fill you in. Frank?
Another bad start to your afternoon rush there, Dan. Something on 270, just a normal slow pocket between Manchester and Gordy Fair. And showing that slow, just volume building. We are seeing some volume headed into downtown St. Louis, westbound 5570, approaching the Poplar. And that's all due to that construction. You've got one lane through downtown St. Louis, westbound on 64. So folks are jogging over and trying to get to the proper lane there while they're still on the Poplar Street Bridge. And it's a slow go through downtown. You've got one lane through. But people are making the adjustment around this diversion of Highway 70. They're using 370 and 364. No major delays westbound at Highway 70 from the Erskine Expressway. There's volume there, certainly, but it's certainly not a major delay. And it's a pretty good start to your afternoon rush. This afternoon, it is brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailer or go to mykiastlouis.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, Mizzou plays Tennessee on KTRS with coverage beginning at 9:45 a.m. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. Farmer Dave is on from 5 till 6. The yard sale is from 6 till 8. Animal Advice is from 8 till 9, followed by Straight Talk on Retirement till 9:45. After Mizzou football, the Mizzou basketball team takes on the Cougars of Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Then it's America's Wealth Management at 7, followed by Smart Living with Victoria Babu at 8. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
I just got a text from Cornbread, and he said, what is it?
Well, you could have gotten a text from Cornbread, but he doesn't work at the station.
It's the guy who's on before us.
But yeah, Marvin Kilcorn.
Kilcorn. And he said, I think try it, you'll like it. It was Life cereal.
Mikey liked it.
Yeah, Mikey
it was Alka-Seltzer. Yeah. Well, he's a sports
guy. Well, he's trying.
He's trying. No, he's trying.
Yeah.
And I give him credit for that, and I thanked him. I called him back and thanked him for being wrong. and thanks to, to those of you, again, who are... You know, give me a heads up about American Patriot Beer. Now let's talk about something that I also mentioned just a couple minutes ago, that when they came on board, look, like anybody else, you get an advertiser on, and man, you're hoping against all odds that it works, and that you can get them some business, and they stay with you and support the show, and the show can stay on the air. And one of my great pleasant surprises was what's happened with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason with Stiefel Nicholas. There are certain things I can't tell you because the world of financial advice has lots of very strict rules. I actually know the percentage of people who've contacted them from this show who have become clients, but I can't share that with you. There's a lot of things I can't share, but let them share with you what they can, and that's years of knowledge and expertise about what to do with your $25,000 or more. You can start here, the website you hear us mention every day. And even if you have an advisor, so what? Get a second opinion. MarkandJason.com. Stick around. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.